hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Neil Watson. We are broadcasting to you from the island of Nevis, which is in the Lesser Antilles, so they tell me. I just go where they tell me, so I don't really know where I am sometimes on the map, but I know I'm further south than where we were last week when we flew in to St. Martin, and we went to Saba, Eustatia, St. Kitts. And then next island down the island chain would be Nevis, right, Neil?
Well, it may be the Lesser Antilles, but the lesser with more.
Exactly. It has much more than, you know, what I think most would expect when you come here. I mean, you got top-notch accommodations. And matter of fact, we're going to talk to some of those folks right now. Our first island tour stop of the day was this next property, right?
Listen, 40 years of touring the islands, I consider myself kind of a connoisseur of rum punch. I hit the jackpot here. We went to Hermitage, kind of a new resort on the island.
Is that true, Richard? How you doing?
Yes. Well, new, I'm not sure. It's actually not a resort. It's a non-resort. That's what I call it.
It's a non-resort that was built in like 1670. You told me it's the oldest wooden structure in the Caribbean or something like that, or wooden helm, and you turned it in. You converted it. It was a fixer-upper back in the day, and now you've turned it into a nice little hotel?
Well, it was just a story. We bought it 40 years ago, and my wife comes from a large family, and they used to come and visit us in the Caribbean time after time. And one year we had 54 house guests in 6 months, and they complained because we didn't have a tennis court. And I said, I don't play tennis. Why would I want a tennis court? And they said, well, when we come back next year, we'd like to have one. I said, I'll tell you what. We'll start charging you. And then you can have a tennis court.
Nice. And I did notice there was a tennis court on your property, tucked away in the cliff to this thing, because it is very much on the edge of the mountain, on the edge of the volcano here on Nevis, right?
Yeah, that's right. And now they're all too old and frail to use the tennis court.
But you still charge them, I hope.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Good. Now, let's talk about this property. Now, it's the Hermitage. Is that how you say it, or what?
Well, that's sort of the posh name, but actually here it was always called the Hermitage. It's an anglicized French word.
Okay, which means, or does it have a meaning?
Well, back in the 17th century, it was quite common to use the name, an affectation like Hermitage or Abbey or these funny posh names and that sort of thing.
All right, so it just kind of stuck and you went with it. So, but the property itself literally was built in like 1670, or the home, the main structure where everything else kind of bridged out from there as far as the resort, I guess, right?
It was built by a planter in the 17th century. The archaeologists tell us it was built before 1670, maybe as early as 1640. And it's a wooden structure, which is great. It survives the earth tremors, the hurricanes. It didn't rot because they made it with a native wood that's extinct in the island now, called lignum vitae, or it's called acebo in Spanish islands, or bullet wood, iron wood. It doesn't rot. The posts of the house have been in the ground for 340 years, and they haven't rotted yet.
Impressive. It's an impressive structure. You walk into it, you feel like you're kind of walking into a real homey type museum type place, because you have some antique furniture in there. But it gives you, I don't know, it kind of gave me a Ernest Hemingway kind of feel to it, because you got a library and a place to sit around on the couches and just overlook and enjoy the scenery and the tropical lush rainforest type surroundings, right?
It's very organic. It's part of nature. It's open to the breezes and the air and the environment, and it's just a very natural place. It's very much relaxing and calm and pleasant. And it's the way people lived for centuries out here before there was electricity, when you didn't have air conditioning and fans and everything.
Well, you don't really need it as much because you're a little higher elevation being up there on the edge of the volcano, right?
That's right. We're at 850 feet above sea level. There's always a breeze. The climate is magic. Year round. I'm a native of Pennsylvania. The worst summers I've ever known, the worst heat I've ever known, were in Pennsylvania in August. We never get that kind of heat at the Hermitage.
Yes, well, and that's why he evidently lives here now. But he's willing to share the joy, so you can come visit him in, on Nevis and stay on their property, which is very unique. And obviously, you call Neil Watson Undersea Adventures, and they can sync you up with the numbers and location and prices and packages and all that kind of good stuff. But let's get to the nitty-gritty here, Richard, because what was this rum punch that you made up for us was quite a display just to see you guys create this concoction, because the only rum punch I've had up until now came out of a can, and then there was a bottle of rum, and they just poured them together. This was like a whole little orchestrated display that I guess it was your son mixed up for us there at the Hermitage Bar, right?
Well, it's just very traditional. Anything that comes out of a can can't be a rum punch. That's something that is served in modern restaurants and resorts. That's why we say we're a non-resort. Everything in our rum punch is fresh. The citrus comes right off the trees in the back garden. And the rum is Cavalier rum from Antigua, a lovely product. And the sugar syrup is made from Demerara dark sugar. And it's just distilled water that goes into it, and some ice, and a dusting of nutmeg, and a dash of Angostura bitters. And it's a very basic recipe that all rum punches are supposed to have. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 sour, 2 sweet, 3 strong, 4 weak. The 1 sour is the fresh citrus juice. The sweet is 2 parts of sugar syrup made with dark sugar. The 3 strong is good, dark Cavalier rum. And the 4 weak is club soda or ice or chilled water. And you dust it with a nutmeg, a little dash of Angostura, and Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle. There you go. And he was. After I had one of them, it'd do the trick for sure.
And, you know, at 10:30 in the morning, which is when we had them, it goes great with Cheerios.
Exactly. Yeah, it was like, and actually his son was saying, you know, the reason they have these is in the morning, they drink these rum punches is so you can have a nap in the afternoon.
Also, I think when they started drinking, I mean, the workers started like at 4 in the afternoon, so by 11 o'clock it was time for a cocktail.
Yes, well, you know, I could see how you'd want to just kick back and enjoy some of the libations, and that's obviously one of many. They had a full bar up there on the mountain that was quite impressive, and Richie, your son, seemed to be a fine connoisseur of the rum as well. He gave me a little lesson in rum tasting. Does that come from you as well?
No, actually, he was actually born in the Caribbean. I'm a native of America, even though I've been out here for 40 years. He really appreciates fine aged rums, and he's got a tremendous selection in there. My taste sort of runs for exotic malt whiskeys, but
okay. Well, so if you want a whiskey, you talk to Richard. If you want a rum, you go to Captain Underpants, as we found out last night, right?
Yes, Richie's the rum man.
Yes, exactly. All right, good stuff. And thank you so much for giving us your little tour. We really appreciate that. Now, Neil, we got to talk about we did what? 4 different hotels today, right?
Yeah. Yes, 4.
Where did we go after that?
We've already talked about Sugar Bay. We did Golden Rock.
Yeah, Golden Rock. Let's talk about that. Now, that was, you know, the thing is about these different properties, you know, like Owali here is your, you know, it's not typical, but it's on the beach. It's a beach resort right on the water. I mean, we're less than, you know, 50 feet from the water's edge here, overlooking the bay and the view of St. Kitts. And then the Hermitage is more of a classic style, just a really, just tons of atmosphere type of place, right?
It was amazing. You know what? The unique thing about the properties that we visited, and I can honestly say this, of traveling the Caribbean all of my life, I have never found one destination with a diversity of properties on one little small place. I mean, it is like you could travel 1,000 miles in every direction and not get the diversity of the properties that they have here. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it is impressive. And then so we went to this place, Golden Rock, which was even a little bit further up the hill, I believe. I'm not positive about the elevation, but it was even more on a steep incline of the wall of the volcano. And it was a small resort, but one of the rooms was like an old stone windmill. Windmill, is that what it was?
Well, it was like to crush sugar cane. To make like syrup or whatever.
Sugar.
Go figure.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and so that's what it was. It was an old sugar plantation that they had converted into a hotel resort over the years. And that place it's very colorful. It has a paint scheme that was done by some artist, that they work with or one of the owners are friends with, and it's very unique. And I've never seen anything like that.
No, just the landscaping was just spectacular. And they have hiking trails, short hiking trails, like, for 30 or 40 minutes with all of the different...
Yeah, different trails. You walk up to the tropical rainforest on the edge of the volcano.
They have another one for the hardcore that's like 3.5-4 hours that goes up into the rainforest. It's like really hardcore. And, I mean, you're up there. I mean, in the rooms, you're out overlooking ocean, and they have this beautiful pool, lap pool. They're building this new restaurant and whatever. I mean, and it's another, like, relatively new place from 17 whatever.
Right, exactly. It's these classic buildings that they built into these or turned into these really cool, funky type resorts that you just never have, you just won't see them anywhere. This is what truly makes it unique as far as going from property to property. Matter of fact, they have a view off the coast of Golden Rock there that you can see three different islands. Montserrat?
Montserrat, Antigua. And
the rock. What was that third island you can see from Golden Rock there, Ellis? It was. Yeah,
you can see Redondo. Actually, it's a small island in between.
Okay, so she called that the rock. Is that?
That's the rock. Basically, that's what it is—a rock in between. I'm not sure the exact size, but bigger than Booby Island.
Okay, Booby Island's a whole nother story. We're going to talk about that. But, yeah, she mentioned Booby Island. We'll make sure we cover that. And I think we need to go, actually. But I'm going to leave that one alone for right now and just tease you with that one. Yeah, but the view with Golden Rock was phenomenal. Three different islands literally outside your window, whether you're staying in the windmill room that they converted into a really cool two-story condo or one of the other cottages up on the mountain. Hey, and then you might see a monkey walking around. Evidently, it's a hot spot for monkey sightings.
You will see a monkey if you're up in the morning and if you're there at sunset.
Yeah, they have times that they cruise through this Golden Rock area. Yeah, they got monkeys. If that weren't enough. So, hey, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, broadcasting today from Nevis.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is a show that I feel has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
No. It has depth. It has depth and density to it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master on the island of Nevis. Now, we're getting ready to make a little road trip, according to Ellis and the gang here at Owali Beach Resort. Now, we mentioned Booby Island, and I think we better explain that before we continue any further, because that's not a... I don't think that's a stop on the regular, tourist tour here on the island of Nevis. But evidently there's... I don't know if it's that rock you were mentioning or what, but what island is called Booby Island there?
Well, it's a small island in between St. Kitts and Nevis that actually shaped like a booby, but named after the booby bird.
Okay, all right. Well, see, there you go. And it isn't a place you can go and hang out on necessarily, but you can you can enjoy the view.
Yes, it's a lovely view of a single booby island, but mostly noted for the resident booby birds.
Okay, well, I don't know. We may have to visit that next time we're on the on Nevis.
The booby islands used to be smaller, but some American...
got them enhanced?
Yeah, they got the...
Okay, nice. All right, fair enough. Now, so you can see we're on a special tack for this particular segment of the show. It's time to talk about the local booze. Now, I mentioned Hammer in hour one, and evidently I've been pronouncing it wrong the whole time. Is this true?
Well, part of it is incorrect. Basically, you get hammered from Hammond.
Oh, okay. You get hammered from Hammond. It's Hammond rum. Or what is this exactly, John? Explain what this local concoction is.
Well, Hammond, that's H-A-M-M-O-N-D, Hammond, is our local bush rum. So it's actually distilled from molasses, and it's very strong, about 150 proof. And, of course, it's totally illegal. And the reason it's called Hammond is because about 150 years ago, that was when my ancestors were running around doing their pirate thing and so on. But anyway, about a long time ago, the British had a customs agent on Nevis, and he was Mr. Hammond. And, of course, his hair went gray very quickly because he kept running around in the bush looking to try and stamp out the production of bush rum. And so he was never able to do that. And in his honor, anyway, the Norwegians named the rum Hammond.
So the moonshiners were getting pulling one over on him, and they decided to, salute him, so to speak, by just naming their booze after him.
Exactly. Because the more he ran around and tried to stamp it out, the more they produced it, and the more the price went up. So he was a very popular fellow. You know?
All right, so explain. You said it's illegal, so it's not something you can import back to the States, obviously. Is it even something we can purchase legally, or what are you talking about here?
Well, it still is brewed every now and again up in the bush. But we might be able to find some if we really delve deeply. I mean, not that I know where it's produced or anything of that nature, but, we can experiment and see. If we go on a field trip, we might be able to find some.
All right, so I think we can do this, Neil. What do you think?
I can see nothing good coming in.
Yes, me neither.
But you know, can't wait.
Exactly. So, yeah, and there's different versions. There's a clear and a green version, and we have Annalyn and Neil, and I figure we give them each a sample if we can get a hold of this stuff and see what happens.
Let's do it.
I mean, they have, in the Bahamas, they have these little mythical creatures that the islanders see after a drink or two called chickchornies. Do they have any mythical creatures that you see after drinking Hammond?
No, but, we have Boob Island, and after drinking Hammond, sometimes it becomes Boobies Island.
Yeah, exactly. It goes from one boob to two just by drinking a shot of Hammond moonshine. That sounds like a winner to me.
You know, I think that sounds like an adventure. Gregor, what do you think?
I think so. And we have some Ellis. You can hook us up. Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, are we going to try head down the road and see what we can find?
It's an experiment. Basically, if we can do this and survive, then you'll know whether or not you should do this if you ever come to the island of Nevis. Now, Annalyn, she thought she was just coming here to do a site inspection, but this is part of it, Annalyn. You know that, right?
That's what the job needs.
You're willing to take that shot for the team, literally.
Literally, it sounds like.
Yes. And there's another bar we might... what's the difference? They got rum stores instead of liquor bars. Or what is the deal? You guys got me so confused.
Well, we have what we call our local rum shops. There are quite a few little bars around the island that we consider rum shops.
Okay, but they patron the rum shops. And that may be where our connection is. You're going to have to stick around and follow this little adventure because it's about to get scary. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We
started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. All right, we have made our way to the rum shop. Evidently, this is Sweet Lips Rum Shop. Is that right, Neil? Sweet Lips Rum Shop?
Sweet Lips Rum Shop, yeah. Very cozy.
And we have got a glass of this special concoction, Hammond, I believe is what it's called technically. And what did you notice, Neil, that everyone else was drinking something else, but they gave us this? Is that the deal?
Yes, they poured three for Annalyn, you, and me, and they're drinking I don't know what, but yeah, if not what else. We are.
Okay, all right, Annalyn, are you ready? You're going to be our resident guinea pig here for this Hammond concoction that we found here at Sweet Lips Rum Shop on the island of Nevis. It looks the same color as... Jet fuel.
Yes, very similar. Very similar. Smells a little stronger.
Let me take a sniff. Holy, oh my gosh, this could be good. All right, Annalyn, are you ready? You have a chaser of water ready? Okay, one, two, three, drink your Hammond, go! Come on, go! It's only a two-hour show, Annalyn, let's go.
Here she goes.
She's drunk the whole shot of this stuff. There is literally steam coming out of her ears.
Yeah.
Smooth?
Yeah, actually it was very smooth.
Really, Neil, try that. Let me see if you survive.
Okay.
I hear it has a delayed kick, one of those Nevis Island kicks.
Neil?
What happened? Neil? Annalyn, what happened to Neil? Are you sure he was drinking the same stuff?
It's great.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. Now, that was the clear version. I hear there's a green version, too.
The dive god got upstaged by his granddaughter. That sucks.
He's like,
that's nothing. I'm like,
really? Was it that smooth, Neil?
No, it was very smooth. If it had been water, it just went down wrong.
It went down the wrong windpipe or something, right? Okay. We're going to find out how many shots of this stuff you have to do before someone falls off the bar stool.
There's only three stools, so I think that's you don't sit down and drink this stuff because you don't know when you've had too much to drink.
Okay, all right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Brand new angle, what a commendable.
Seaside rented, it's a fashionable.
Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of Sintrastatia. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
I feel like dancing.
God rest his soul. Joshua Daniels, as we learned last week on the show, passed away on the island of Estacia. So we didn't get to see the Declaration of Independence. But, hey, chocolate, as you heard last week, is going to continue that tradition on that fine island. We find ourselves here, however, this week on the island of Nevis, sipping or doing shots of Hammond. And I think Hammond is, it's hammer time, isn't it, Neil?
It's hammered at Hammond.
That's right.
Hammond. Yeah.
Now, we've only done...
At Sweet Lips.
At Sweet Lips Rum Shop here on the island of Nevis. Obviously, the diving is done for the day, and we've taken on a whole new adventure here with some of the local alcohol. Now, John was the one who kind of alerted us to this cool little concoction they brew, you know, kind of under the table, I guess, right here on the island.
Up in the bush, actually, not under the table.
Okay, up in the bush. So it kind of has a little bit of a
bush
tequila.
Medicine. This is bush medicine.
It kind of has a tequila shot feel to it to me. Is that just coincidence, or is that it just hadn't all the way kicked in yet, John?
Well, tequila is made, as you know, from the cactus, you know, mescaline and all that. But this is made from molasses. So it really is a rum, really good quality rum, you know.
Now, we drank the clear version. You said there's a green version, too. Is that one we're going to sample as well? Or?
Well, seeing how poor Annalyn over there has already signed a giggle after just one shot of the clear one, I don't think we should give you the green one. The green one has been soaked in a local herb, shall we say. So it has even better kick to it than the white one.
Okay, so that's the one where you drink and you start seeing little chickchornies or little elves and things like that, little mythical creatures that wander around in front of you after you've had a shot or two of that stuff, huh?
Well, no, actually. I think what happens is your morals start getting...
Alvin's busting up over here. What is going over here? Alvin, are you just enjoying the show here right now? Is that the deal?
Pretty much I'm enjoying it, differently from the mythical creatures.
You've seen those, is what it sounds like. We kind of struck a nerve, I think, when I mentioned little animals or little critters or dwarfs, things, trolls that you would see after you have a shot or two of this stuff.
I think they should call this narcosis.
You think? That would be, it might be appropriate. Now, how many shots do you need before you start seeing little animals and things move around and, you know, bottles talking to you and stuff like that there, John? How many shots does you usually take of this stuff?
Well, two shots and you're feeling really happy, you know. But what's really important, though, is from here, we're taking you to a very sophisticated hotel, a resort, for a fancy dinner. So we wanted to get you in the right frame of mind, you know. So from the rum shop to the palace.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we got to get properly lubricated or socially lubricated for that nice dinner we're going to have with Neil. Hey, are you feeling good? Have you had one or two so far?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Now there actually are some other properties that we got to talk about here on the island, and we still got a half hour of the show left. Now, can you maintain your Hammond consumption and talk talk about that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we got through that segment.
When have you seen me at a loss for words?
All right. Break out the green stuff. That's coming up next.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive. When you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba, 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 uba, scuba, dooba, hooba, hobba, scuba, scuba diver.
Yes, it's Hammond time here scuba. On the island of Nevis. I'm Greg the Dive Master, scuba hanging out at the Rum Shop, Sweet Lips Run, Rum Shop, right, Ellis?
That's right, Sweet Lips, and that's where we at right now.
Yeah, and Hammond, well, it's kind of like a moonshine here that the locals drink. And it's time for another shot, right, Neil? Let's try this. Ready? Let's do this.
Okay.
Anna Lynn, everyone grab their drink. Here we go. Obviously, the diving's done. The drinking has begun. Ah, smooth. Okay. I'm on fire! I'm burning myself from the inside out. But, you know, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make here for our listeners to tell them about some of the, you know, things you can do on the island. This is a little bit, you know, off the beaten path, and that's what we kind of do sometimes here on the show. But if you talk to Ellis and the gang when you come diving with them at Scuba Safaris at Awali Beach Resort, they might be able to at least tell you about it or steer you in the right direction, right?
Sure, we have no problem with that. We'd be a little discreet about it, but yes.
It's all good, for sure. You know, we don't mix the two. We don't mix the diving and the drinking, but when the diving's done, you want to go out and enjoy some of the local color, some, hang out with some of the island friends that you've met here on the island in Nevis. This is one of the many things that you can get yourself involved in, right?
Well, if you have a rental car and you come to Sweet Lips, I mean, valet is critical. You have to do valet parking, or, well, maybe not.
Okay, well, you're going to have to see it to believe it for what Neil just said there. But, you know, let's talk a little bit more about the resort and about the diving here around the island. We just had another shot of this stuff, so we're going to see if we can get through the next 5 minutes or if you can hear a difference between the beginning of the segment and the end of the segment. It could be an interesting little show here. How you think, Neil?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, first of all, Awali Beach Resort. Now, John was nice enough. I said Awali.
Okay.
You said Wally.
No, I said Awali.
Okay.
Yeah, Awali. What, Ellis?
Sorry, I didn't hear that, but I think you should interview the bartender so you can get a good feel for the crowd and what's going on around.
Oh, okay. Sweet Lips. Sweet Lips, tell us about this concoction you just mixed us. Can you tell us what's in that, or would you have to kill me, that kind of thing?
No, it's molasses, water.
And alcohol.
And maybe a bit of fruit skin. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit of everything. But this is the local flavor. Everybody.
You boil until it comes to a concentrate, and then it's dripped from the tank.
Then you pour it in your gas can, and you can drive for miles here on the island, right? For months. It'll last for months.
I noticed nobody's smoking. Is that because this is flammable? When you're
Yes, I have a feeling it just might be. Now, but, you know, once again, there's a lot of stuff going on here around us, but we do want to focus on the resort. You know, the Awali Beach Resort, as well as some of the other resorts as well, seem very eco-friendly, very, like, green. Right, Neil?
No, it's amazing. I mean, John was showing me around, actually, when we were on the way here. And let John talk about some of the things that they're doing. It's really incredible.
Yeah, John, what is the deal? I saw these big solar panels. Is that for heating the water or electric or what?
Well, the most important thing to remember is that the environment is so essential to a good experience here on Nevis that we must do whatever we can to protect it. And again, in conjunction with Scuba Safaris, Owali Beach Resort is doing as much as it can. We still have a lot more to do, but we do as much as we can. Obviously, the easy, low-hanging fruit, things like saving electricity by putting in the bulbs, the fluorescent bulbs. All our hot water is heated by the sun. We're looking, at the moment, we're experimenting with recycling all the cooking oil. You remember you had those nice French fries at lunch?
Yeah, they were really tasty.
Yeah, well, Neil had the healthy stuff. He had the conch, but I saw you were stuffing yourself with French fries.
Yes.
But anyway, all those French fries produce, you know, excess, the oil at the end of the day, it has to be thrown away.
And we put it in the in the Hammond, right?
No. That's molasses in there.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. I just thought it might be.
So what are we doing? We settle it. We clean it. The cooking oil. Mix it with a little kerosene, and we throw it in our pickup trucks. So you know the truck
biodiesel thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you know, we also do a hell of a lot in the community in terms of supporting, you know, scholarships for kids to go to some of the schools. And
you have those signs that I saw on the island of Saba. We're at the top of the island of Saba. I went into the restroom, and it said, "Welcome to the island of fun and sun. Never flush it down on just one run."
Okay. No, seriously, you know, when we flew in, you know, one of your first introduction into any country is customs immigration, and usually it can be a very bad experience. I mean, by the time you get through customs immigration, you're ready to get back on the plane and go back in a lot of destinations. This is, I think, the first destination I've ever gone into. Immigration officer checked my credentials and said, "Your first time here?" I said, "Absolutely. Please come back. Enjoy your stay. Thank you for coming." You know, that means so much.
It does. It just makes you feel welcome, just like all the people here at Sweet Lips Rum Shop. I mean, they're friendly. They're just kicking back, and they're very, very open to having us just hang out with them and share one of these Hammonds. What do you think of this booze?
I think it's...
I think it's recycled French fry oil or something. I don't know, but it's pretty potent stuff there, Neil, you think?
I think it's recycled jet fuel.
Yeah, maybe. It's kind of like the Caribbean version of a Jaeger bomb. Two of them and you're gone. You think, Anna Lynn, you backing me up on this?
Huh?
Yes. She's like, yes, I'm sweating.
Huh?
Yeah. It's good stuff indeed. So, but yeah, you know, the resorts are green, the booze is tasty, the food is spectacular. I mean, it's just all the way around.
Monkeys, man.
They got monkeys wandering around here, and I don't know if you're supposed to see them after you start drinking this booze or not. Neil, what do you think?
You know, they have monkey crossings. And I'm just thinking, are these monkeys so smart to know this is where they're supposed to cross the road?
Yeah, they give out jaywalking tickets to the monkeys here on the island of Nevis, I'm guessing.
Know, I've had a couple of Hammonds. I don't know where to cross the road.
Exactly. But the monkeys are smart enough to know better. And so they know where to cross and that kind of thing. And I don't know. They evidently got drunken monkeys on the island as well. They get a hold of this booze, this Caribbean moonshine they call Hammond. And the monkeys evidently come to the bar and literally drink it, and they've been doing some studies to find out if the monkeys have problems, because evidently like 10% of them can't handle their Hammond. It's research going on right now on the island of Nevis and St. Kitts.
Monkey cirrhosis is a problem.
You got to see it to believe it. I think you can find that on YouTube, by the way. All right, more coming up on the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
We are in Sweet Lips Rum Shop on the island of Nevis right now, hanging out with the locals. That's what we do, right, Neil?
That's what we do, yeah.
And we're not, when the drinking is done, we do our thing and hang out here. We've been drinking some Hammond. It's Hammond time. But we've just met a guy here at the bar. What's your name?
Humpy.
Humpy?
One and only Humpy.
The one and only Humpy.
One and only original Humpy.
The original Hump. This is Humpy? Really, Ellis?
Either Humpy or Lonely Humpy. I don't know which one.
I don't know what he's drinking. It's not Carib. It's Carib.
Carib.
No. It's Carib?
It's Carib. It's Carib.
And Humpy, you're enjoying your first trip to Nevis.
I'm very much enjoying it, sir.
First trip, huh? From where?
Very first trip from Nevis.
From Nevis? And that he means trip after drinking some of this Hammond, I think. And he's on a trip, and where he ends, we don't know. But it's all good, right? You having a good time?
All right.
Perfectly, exactly.
Exactly, absolutely. Well, Ellis, you know, you guys know how to throw a party here. You know what I'm saying? You do spectacular diving, then you take us to some of this booze stuff. What are you drinking there? That doesn't look like Hammond.
I'm drinking a little vodka, and I guess it looks like Coke.
Yeah, a little. Bringing it down a notch.
Yes, and I have to be careful, you know, because
you're drinking with Neil Watson, is what you're saying.
Definitely. That's part of the reason, and I have to work tomorrow.
And you have to work tomorrow.
You know,
yes.
You know, Ellis is given the turistes, you know, you and me and Adam on this clear stuff, and he's like over here drinking like whatever.
Yeah, what is that, coincidence there, Ellis, or no?
No, it's just experience.
Just experience. So it's time to have fun with the tourists, is what you're saying.
Basically, experience what we have.
Yeah. Okay. You know what this stuff can do. Exactly. John, hey, I want to thank you for having us here at Scuba Radio. We look forward to coming back and doing like a real blown out broadcast, maybe from right here at the rum shop. I don't know.
But you're gonna be the real diver. This
what's your name?
Peg.
Peg.
He's a diver. He's a professional diver.
He's a professional diver. And he has only one leg.
Away from the sharks.
Yes. He's Peg, the one-legged shark diver.
Yeah. That.
Yes, he is. See. Yeah. What's that? What are you doing?
He's
have a drink for. Let him have a drink. Get his wet things down. Yeah. What's that?
No, he's a serious diver. I grew up with him. We've known each other since we were like 4 years old.
What's your name?
I'm Peg Leg.
Peg Leg. Right, well, very Peg nice Leg. To meet you, Peg Leg.
I've never introduced you to my girlfriend.
You got to see it to believe it, my friends. You know, trust me, this has been quite an adventure, and I'm sure we'll be reflecting on it next week on the big show. Do not miss it. In the meantime, if you want to go to Nevis, all you have to do is go to neilwatson.com, contact them, they can set up a package for you to do any one of the many resorts that you heard about on today's show. But that'll do it for this week from Nevis. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good night, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss
me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.